The All Pakistan Textile Mills Association, APTMA, Pakistan Cotton Ginners Association, PCGA, and Karachi Cotton Association have jointly demanded the removal of yarn and fabric from the Export Facilitation Scheme, EFS, and the abolition of the 18% sales tax on locally produced cotton and yarn. Speaking at a press conference at APTMA House on Tuesday, APTMA Central Chairman Kamran Arshad, flanked by other industry leaders including Asif Inam, Naveed Ahmed, Khawaja Mohammed Zubair, Jessamal, and Sham Lal, called the policy of zero rating imports while taxing local production anti-national. Arshad stated that large-scale industries are deteriorating, and the withdrawal of the EFS for local industry has inflicted massive damage, leading to the shutdown of 120 spinning mills and over 800 ginning factories. He said the textile sector had repeatedly raised concerns with policymakers, including during meetings with International Monetary Fund, IMF, officials, stressing that the industry could not sustain the burden of such heavy taxation. Arshad warned that the government must act before the industry is forced to shut down entirely or relocate abroad, noting that a looming U.S. tariff war has added further pressure. Arshad claimed that the EFS has brought the industry to the edge of collapse. During talks with the IMF, the delegation highlighted the financial losses the sector had faced under the EFS, but were told the matter lies within the jurisdiction of the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR. In response to these concerns, the Prime Minister has constituted a review committee headed by Federal Minister Ahsan Iqbal to assess the scheme. Urging the government to curtail its own spending instead of overburdening industry, Arshad pointed to the iron and steel sector as another example of policy failure, claiming it suffered over 300 billion rupees in losses under the EFS. If the policy is not reversed, more textile mills will shut down, he warned. Karachi Cotton Association representative Sham Lal said cotton production has declined sharply from 15 million bales to just 5 million due to misguided government policies. He criticized the dismantling of the state's traditional roti, copra, makan, food, clothing, shelter, slogan through flawed economic measures. With 120 spinning mills and over 800 ginning units closed, the industry is collapsing, he said, asking where imported American cotton would go if local factories continue to shut down. Mahesh Kumar of the PCGA added that sugar mills have contributed significantly to the downfall of the cotton sector. He said the ginning industry currently holds 5.5 million bales of unsold cotton, and that many ginners are now defaulting on bank loans due to the deteriorating situation.